Gretz flies off the coast of Acapulco, beneath the placid Pacific. Anywhere along this shoreline, a quake could originate. Here, the Cocos and Rivera tectonic plates are forcing their way beneath a North American plate. The most feared section is the dreaded Guerrero Gap. For nearly a century, the pressure has been building. The Guerrero Gap lies 300 kilometers from Mexico City, but for a people devastated by a quake just 2 decades ago, it's too close for comfort.
Unfortunately, this is closer to Mexico City than the 1985 earthquake, and we expect it could generate a huge disaster in the city.
Dr. Juan Manuel Espinoza manages Mexico City's Seismic Alert System, or SAS. He spent his life developing technology to detect the next big quake.
This is what pushed for the development of the electroseismic system. It's what justifies the development of this system.
Today, along the Pacific coast, Mexico City is guarded by the first system of its kind. 12 seismic sensors to detect earthquake tremors. These are the city's high-tech prophets of doom.
The seismic alert system covers the region where there could be an earthquake with equipment like this, where we have seismic sensors that continuously listen to the sound of the ground and analyze it.
Continuamente escuchan el sonido del suelo y lo analizan.
They listen for vibrations and measure their strength. The force of any earthquake is measured on the Richter scale. Most people know it by name. Few understand its diabolical mathematics. Though the scale theoretically has no limit, every quake ever measured has fallen between 0 and 9.5. But a single decimal point can mean a giant increase in destruction. Each additional 0.1 means 100% more force. In Mexico City, a quake above 7.5 can destroy buildings. The 1985 quake that devastated Mexico City, 8.0. Beyond 8.5, ruin.